7777777777.
And it is Friday Eve. Good morning, Mr.
Yes,
Joyner.
Woo-hoo. It is. What a long week.
Oh,
what
my
a
gosh.
Long week. J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, the war continues tonight. Light skin, dark skin battle continues, baby.
It's Thursday.
Sherry
I'm in
Thursday.
New York with Sherry Shepherd. Good morning, Sherry.
Hey, family. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's a wonderful day today.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
Hey, Sip.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Sip.
Yes, sir.
Sip. Yeah. Sip, everybody in Chicago, you're welcome. You're welcome.
The Black All right. Hawks. David, I know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I don't need a thank you. I don't, you know, I just go with the
okay.
You're welcome because okay. I don't get a lot of thank yous. I don't even look for them anymore. I just come on out with the, you're welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
That oh, yeah. Chicago.
Black Hawks pulled off another victory David, last night.
Damon stuck with me.
Huh?
What he said yesterday. As seriously as all of the black folks who are now hockey fans.
Exactly.
Who never even liked, understood.
No.
I'm everything hockey.
I don't even like the ice part of it. You know, just nothing.
And then just all the red
oh
shirts,
all
the Blackhawks. Black
I'm
people are Blackhawks fans.
Just call me Puck.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, tonight we go up 3-1. We go up 3-1, and then it's over because nobody comes back from 3-1, right?
Famous last words.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, that's right. Okay.
Here we go. You're shaking. You can't even,
I know,
you can't
he's
even
so
control
excited.
Yourself.
The manhunt continues. They're looking for the escaped prisoners now in Vermont.
Yeah, well, that was their... Apparently, they're getting a lot of information from this woman who was or was not an assistant in their escape. But now they say they are focusing on Vermont because that was one of the places where they were talking about going, heading up towards Vermont. So
it's always a woman that's involved.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is about us.
And
is
you know,
that nurturing spirit we
well,
have?
Some of that. And they said one of these men was very well endowed. And so
it is
said,
always sex. They yeah. always get yeah. us in prison with this.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Sam.
Yeah, it was.
That's the report.
He dresses up nicely when he shaves and he's very charming. And he also has a representative of himself that is very impressive to
it's
the
that
women.
Prison bar smell. Yeah. I don't know what it is that gets us about these men in prison that we want to help them escape.
So they think they're in Vermont.
They're headed there, or if they're not already there. But honestly, Tom, what it's come down to, a lot of people are saying they just don't know. They really don't know. This has them baffled from the beginning to right now.
We know wow. they're not in the town where the prison is, right?
Right. That's what.
What'd you tell me, player? The comedian said.
George Collins said nobody wants to live next to a prison. He said, I don't understand why, because if prisoners break out, they don't hang around. They definitely don't stay.
You're right.
They don't hang around close to the prison. So.
But don't you sit there when you hear that a prisoner escaped, you be like, they going to come through my door any minute. I mean, you just get scared.
Yeah, and Sherry, that's the thing. They're telling everybody in the surrounding areas,
you
sleep with all your lights on. I was like, really? This is how we're going to fight these guys in crime and breaking into sleep with the lights. I can't turn everything on, make them know that everybody's home and that they can't get in. And I was like, wow.
I got a wicker trash basket in my room in New Jersey. I'm like, come on for me. Come on for me.
The wicker trash basket?
Yeah, I got a wicker. And I sleep with my wig on in case, you know, if you look good. Come on in my room, try some stuff. It's going to be on. You ain't going to be able to escape from my house.
Oh, my gosh.
It is yeah, that's something. My prison fantasies. I don't know if anybody has those. I do.
No, can't say that.
Prisoner breaks in.
Yeah, come on, Sam. Well, everybody got a prison fantasy.
You
know, come on.
I was a fan of the TV show Prison Break until they had to break back into prison. And I was like, this just doesn't make any sense to me. So I got away from all the prison fantasies and everything.
But not right. one time, right. but several times they broke back.
Yeah,
into
man.
Prison.
Yeah. Remember
they,
that?
Yeah.
And you're right, Sherry. Women love prison breaks.
It's something about, yeah.
Prisoners.
Something about these prisoners. There's a little sexiness going on.
And my cousin, I remember watching the TV show, my cousin called me, she said, "We're not prison people." I said, "I know," but there's just something about this show, and it is.
You can't, it's a fascination.
It is crazy. Mm.
It is.
Sherry, what did you say?
What did I say?
What did you say?
About Khloe Kardashian.
About the Kardashians.
Well, she actually was doing a public service and it
Thank
just,
you, Sybil.
God, okay. It got crazy.
It's all over. It's everywhere.
I can't. Sherry, I'm just said, living my life.
What did you say about those Kardashians?
Well, all I did. Sybil.
Yeah, I don't understand it, Sherry. I don't.
I posted, I'm always, and I've talked about this on The View everywhere. I've always, my badunkadunk is just, I don't have one. And so I've always been fascinated about a butt, and I've always talked to doctors about getting, you know, injections and everything.
I've heard you talk about it.
Yes. And so I came across a picture of a botched butt injection.
Gone wrong.
Gone wrong. And so I posted it on my Instagram, and I said, every time I think about, you know, getting a plumper butt, one of these pictures comes up. And I said, but ladies, you know what? We gotta stop going to these back alley people. And because it's not worth it, because we're losing limbs, we're dying, and it's not worth some Instagram shots and $2,500 that we're paying. So, you know, and then at the end, I said, I need to ask Khloe Kardashian where she got hers.
What do you mean?
Done.
Where she got her butt. Because she goes to a legitimate doctor, obviously. Because
it's not just dedicated gym work.
That's right. Not her butt.
That's not dedicated gym work.
That's not. No, look, you know.
Does Khloe say that that's her
no.
butt?
She said.
Does she say? Does she say?
No,
they always show her going to the gym, Tom.
They show her going to the gym, and they're always. But if you do, this is the beauty of Google, Sybil. Mm-hmm. If you Google before and after pictures of anybody, you'll see their bodies, and there's a thigh to butt ratio. Black women know this. Thigh to booty ratio, where you can tell if a woman's booty is real. It's you know, their thighs have to match up with the booty. You can't just carry all that and have a stick.
See, men don't do all that. Men can't.
Y'all really?
Men,
but the point
men see a big ass and they go, "Hey, nice ass."
That's the thigh to ratio.
I don't care.
Well, the only reason I say that is because that wasn't even the point. It was just really kind of a joke. Like, I need to ask Khloe where she gets. I'm a comedian.
Yeah,
I'm a comic, so I will always see things through a funny lens. You know this, Jay.
But
and so,
what
the
did
sheer,
she say that for?
The why did I bring up Khloe Kardashian? Oh. Her fans came. I call them the "Don't come for me unless I send for you" crew. They came. They hit my Twitter and my Instagram, and they cursed me and my dead grandmother out.
They were cursing?
Oh my
God! I mean, and cursed me out, but couldn't spell the curse words. That's what I'm, and I was baffled. Because I'm like, I just really was trying to say, hey, we got to stop going to these back alley people. If you're going to get your butt injected, go to somebody legit. Khloe goes to somebody legit. But the sheer number of people who was just like going off on me, I was baffled, Sybil.
I was too.
If I'm going to start a Twitter war, I want to do it with like Oprah. Like, down with own.
Where did Oprah get her butt? Okay, that's another.
Oprah is a black woman. Oprah got booty. She's always got her onion. I mean, I respect Khloe Kardashian. She's on her grind. I didn't know that Khloe.
But you can't get a butt like that from squats.
I didn't know that Khloe weren't open about their butts. I didn't know. You know, because they talk about their lips. They talk about, they're so open about everything.
And look at Bruce. I mean, Caitlyn.
You know, their father's open. So, right. And I say their father because that's the way they refer to him. They say all their father. Right. So I'm using the right pronoun.
But they don't call him Bruce or Caitlyn. They call him father?
Dad. They still say their father.
Yeah.
But one of the things I feel like if I was a woman and if I was a man and had made the joke, wouldn't nobody have a problem? I'm a woman and I made the joke, Sybil, and now all these people are getting mad.
That was crazy. It was
so crazy.
Bananas.
What do you call the followers of the Kardashians?
The "Don't come for me unless I send for you" crew. I'm like, calm down.